In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Merry Christmas. Well, not 100%, but you know, why not celebrate twice? So I hope you have a wonderful day today as the whole world is celebrating the birth of the Lord, except Orthodox people. Of course, you know, we have to be different than the rest of the world in a good way. That being said, I don't know, I feel like during this time, a lot of people go through different emotions. Some people are happy, some people are sad, people are exchanging gifts and stuff like this. But you see, like, someone very, very important is really missing from the scene, which is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, which is, you know, as people say, that he is the reason of the season. But somehow it's completely missing from a lot of people. People do what they want, what other people want, but not necessarily what he wants. We know how to please each other. We know how to please ourselves, but not necessarily know how to please him. Not because we don't want to please him, but I'm afraid that we don't know what pleases him. What pleases him? What makes him happy? If I would give him something, if I do something for him, what would it be? What makes the Lord happy? Is it praying more? Is it reading the Bible more? Is it giving more money? What is it exactly? A lot of confusion. A lot of people try to do different things and they feel guilty when they don't do. And when we do, but not for a long time. And then we start, and we stop, we're confused, and every now and then we start something else. And we go through this cycle a lot in our spiritual life. And in the end, the conclusion, if you ask someone, what do you think the Lord, what would the Lord say about you? What does he say about you? If the Lord comes today, if the Lord write something about you today, what would it be? What would he say? Would he be pleased or not? Or what would he exactly say? This is a very easy question and a very difficult question at the same time. Very easy and very difficult. It's exactly as understanding the Trinity. Somehow, you find little kids understand that very well. And you find theologians having a hard time understanding that. Not really understanding God. And a lot of times complicating God so much. Even though he came on earth in a very, 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 very simple form, like born as a little baby, for us to make things actually more simple and not more complicated. In the end, what does God want? I'm not going to give you the answer, but I'm going to give you the key to know the answer. Because what God wants from you is different than what he wants from me and from someone else. And I hope that we will be interested to know what God really wants from us, from me personally. Is he happy or not? Saint Mary today in the gospel, you know, last Sunday, the angel appeared to her. He told her that Elizabeth, your cousin, your relative, is pregnant in her 6 months. Of course, Elizabeth is the wife of Zechariah. He's a priest. She's the wife of the priest. Usually, these people know hundreds, if not thousands, of people. But somehow, Elizabeth didn't have anyone to help her in her pregnancy and her actually giving birth. Why? Because she decided to hide this from everyone. Everyone. So now, you have an old woman, not an old woman, but really a teta, like a, you know, she's a grand, she's very, very, very old, but she's pregnant. And she decided not to tell anyone. And she needs a lot of help. You know, a young woman would need a lot of help, let alone an old lady like this. How did Mary know? She knew that this woman needed help. She traveled a long distance, stayed with her for 3 months until she gave birth. Then everything is announced to people. So all the flood of people and family are coming to help. She left. How did she know? How did she know? Have you ever wondered, have you ever seen someone calling you at a certain time and you told him, how did you know that I needed to talk to someone? How did you know that I needed help at this time? Or have you done the other way around, that you tried to help someone, somehow you thought of someone, and when you went to help, he said, perfect time, because I really needed help, I had no one. How do we know what God wants? How do I know that God at this time doesn't want me here, but want me there? How do I want that God doesn't want me to just give money, but go outside and help someone? Not only to open my Christian TV and watch it, but go out of my house and ask about the family who are missing their father in the holidays or something like this, or someone who doesn't have help, or someone got laid off, or someone doesn't have, you know, or health problems or anything like this. How do I know? This is a revelation from God. This is the gift of God to those he loves. This is the gift of the children of God, that he showed them their, his ways and his will. Like Saint Mary, he showed her by the Spirit that Elizabeth by herself, she needed to go and help her. She was 100% in God's will. Even though if she stayed back home, she would have been praying. But maybe that's not the time of prayer. Maybe that's the time of service. We see that a lot in people's spiritual life, not really growing. Attending church a year after another, being in the church for years, but never taking the faith outside of the walls of the church or the walls of their house. What does God want me to do? Does he want me to talk to my neighbor? Does he want me to help someone who's sick? Jesus said that. I was sick and you visited me. And told other people, I was sick and you didn't visit me. How did we know? Because you didn't know me. You didn't know my will. You don't know what I want. You put me in a box. So what I'm trying to tell you today is, even though it's the Lord's, it's a feast for the Lord in a lot of churches, most of the world, but does that really make the Lord happy? Is this really what he wants? Forget about the whole world. How about you? How about you? What does God want from you? What does God want from you? What I'm going to tell you is, I'm going to give you an exercise for the next couple of days. Because a lot of you have time off. I don't, but you do. So during this time off, try to take some time. Some time to think about what I'm going to tell you. It's the perfect time to examine this past year and to look at next year. But I want you to do it differently this year. I don't want you to ask the Lord what you want me to do. Because the Lord never told Saint Mary what he wants her to do. But the right question is, what do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? What is the person you're looking for? And guess what? If God tells you, I want you to be a prayerful person, He is giving you the gift of prayer. If God wants you to be a giving person, He is giving you, He will give you the strength to give, and He will give you the means to give. If God asks you to talk to someone, He is giving you the wisdom to speak. If God wants you to do something, He's going to make you that person before He asks you to do. A lot of times we think that God can give me a load that I cannot carry. God wants me to speak to people when I cannot speak. Exactly like Moses. Go speak to the people. I cannot speak. Guess what? The Lord told him, "And I, the Lord, who give speech to people, I can give you speech. I can give you everything. I can make you everything." So before I ask, what do you want me to do next year? What do you want me to be? And what the Lord wants you to be is God's gift for you. The Lord came to St. Mary and said, "I want you to be the mother of God. I want you to be the mother of God." She opened her stores. She believed. Elizabeth told him something beautiful now. She told her, "Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." Blessed are you because you believed God. How does the Lord see me? A dear son or a sinful person? How does the Lord see me? A lazy person or a beloved? And make no mistake about it, that the devil always labels us. You are lazy. You are not as spiritual. You're not as good. You are not acceptable before the Lord. He starts how terrible you are, and he labels you. And I start to believe what the devil is telling me. And instead of believing what the Lord is telling me, that I am a dear son or a daughter to him. I am beloved. When I look at the cross, I know who you are. I know who I am. When I read the word of God, I know who I am. I'm afraid that we will continue next year with the same mentality we had this year. I am lazy. I am limited. I cannot do. Not a religious person. I tried. Failure. Cannot continue. Not that much. All these things and all these labels that the devil continue to give us day after day. Beautiful thing about our Orthodox Church is before we come to church and we even come to the faith, we start at the baptism first. You are my beloved son. Now start. How do you live that? You are my beloved son. How are you going to do about that? How are you going to live on that? You are my loved one. I gave you my Holy Spirit. You are special to me. You are dear to me. You are worth coming to the earth. You are worth dying on the cross for. If we don't find our identity in Christ, we will never be able to do anything right or anything good. I encourage you during this time to know who you are in Christ. To know who you are in Christ, not what you're supposed to do. This is the best time of the year where you really know your identity. You are the child of God, whether you do good or you do bad. It is your identity. The child of the king is the child of the king. Whether he behaves or doesn't, she behaves or doesn't, still the child of the king. Exactly like a dollar bill. You throw it in the mud, you wash it in the washer machine, do whatever it is. but it is a dollar bill. No matter how faded it is, no matter how weak it is, that's identity. And everything starts with identity, not with what we do. When God called Abraham, he said, I want you. You will be a father to many nations. He didn't tell him, you're going to fast, and you're going to pray, and you're going to do all these things, and you're going to be an honest person, because at a certain point he was not. He didn't tell him what you're going to do. He told him what you are going to be. When Jesus called the disciples, he didn't tell them, come and do work. He said, come and be fishers of men. Just be. And in order to be, I am going to give you that. I am going to give you that. I'm going to give you the strength. I am going to give you the Holy Spirit. But the problem is that we do not believe that. When the Lord told St. Mary, you will be the mother of God, she said, okay, I accept that. Isn't that proud? Who do you think you are? It doesn't matter who I am. What it matters is what he made me. It's not about what I do. It's about what he did and what he is still doing in my life. That's identity, my friends. So, I really encourage you in the next couple of days to take some time off from everything and think about these difficult questions. Who am I? How does God really see me? And I promise you, God doesn't value you according to what you do, but according to who you are. Because you are the child of God. You were anointed by the Meirun to be the child of God and to have the Holy Spirit within you. And you will never be able to do something right before knowing who you are and your identity. Blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of the things that were told her of the Lord. If the Lord will tell you what you will do, you might not believe, which is fine. But God wants you to know who you are going to be from him. Saint Mary did not become the mother of God because of something she did, but because it is the gift of God to her. Because God has given her a lot. Because she was able to believe a lot. She was able to receive a lot. And to receive what? To receive identity from the Lord. So I really hope that you do not let these amazing days go. These few days that are coming up will decide who you will be next year. And one thing I will ask you to do during this exercise that needs a lot of thinking, a lot of meditation, a lot of silence, ask God these questions. And when you ask, ask when you're in a prayerful mood. How do you look at me? And make sure to have the cross around you to tell you who you are and how much you are worth. I beg you to ask these questions because this will direct your way for next year. Who am I? How do you see me? And I beg you not to ask, what do you want me to do first? But know who you are, and then you will be able to know what you should do. A lot of us write resolutions for the new year. And by end of February, all of them, or most of them, are gone. Of course, if I can do it, I could have done it last year. What didn't I do it last year? Because I can do it. Okay, so I need something else. I need new strength. I need new identity. I need renewal, actually, of my identity in Christ. I really pray that this would be a season of meditation, a season of reflecting, a season of renewal, to start fresh. This coming year, you know, somehow we've heard a lot about 2012. the Lord might be coming, stuff like this, might be the end of the world. I'm not saying that it is the end of the world because I do not know. And Jesus told us that you will not be able to know. But what I do know, that he is coming quickly. And if we are going to be ready, it's not but anything we can do, but who we really are. Because he's going to take his children. If God is coming to earth to take the good people and the people who behave, then he's not going to take anyone. Because everyone have sinned and fall short of the grace of God. But God is coming to take his children, his beloved, his elect, his chosen ones. So I beg you to ask these questions and to have answers to be good preparation for this coming year. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.